This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Bangladeshi authorities extended curfews across the country as the nation's top court sets to rule on a civil service hiring quota that has led to scores being killed in clashes between police and protesters. The demonstrations called for mainly by student groups started weeks ago to protest a quota system that reserves up to 30% of government jobs for relatives of veterans who fought in Bangladesh's War of Independence in 1971. The clashes have seen police fire at protesters in the streets and on university campuses. Authorities have also blocked online communication by banning mobile and internet services. Democrats are not only split on whether U.S. President Joe Biden should quit his reelection race, they're also not on the same page about what to do if he goes. Some Democrats want the president to tap Vice President Kamala Harris to succeed him in the ticket. Other Democrats favor an open process at the party convention next month in Chicago to nominate their candidate, with Harris among those participating. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's campaign released an update on the former president's health on Saturday, one week after he survived an attempted assassination at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. The memo from the Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson, who served as Trump's White House physician, offers new details on the nature of the nominee's injuries and the treatment he received in the immediate aftermath of the attack. According to Jackson, Trump sustained a gunshot wound to the right ear that came less than a quarter of an inch from entering his head and struck the top of his right ear. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Israeli army says it has struck several Houthi targets in western Yemen following a fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv the previous day. Saturday's strikes appear to be the first by Israel on Yemeni soil since the Israeli-Hamas war began in October. The Israeli army says a number of military targets were hit in the port city of Hodeida, a Houthi stronghold. The army adds that its attack was in response to hundreds of attacks against Israel in recent months. A Houthi spokesman says the blatant Israeli aggression targeted fuel storage facilities in the province's power station. Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says its fighters fired dozens of rockets into northern Israel, targeting kibbutz for the first time in 9 months. Saturday's barrage was in retaliation for an Israeli drone strike earlier in the day that wounded several people, including children. The militant Palestinian group Hamas said that it fired rockets from Lebanon toward an Israeli army post in a northern Israeli village of Shamira over Israel strikes in Gaza. Hamas has carried out such attacks from Lebanon over the past months, but they have been rare. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine is on its way to being able to stand on its own feet militarily, and the more than 20 other countries have pledged to make and maintain their own military and financial aid to the country, even if the U.S. were to withdraw its support under a different president. Blinken, for the first time, directly addressed the possibility that former President Donald Trump could win the November election and back away from commitments to Ukraine. Trump's public comments have varied between criticizing the U.S.'s backing of Ukraine's defense and supporting it. Chinese authorities say that at least 11 people have died in the partial collapse of a highway bridge in the country's northwest following heavy storms and flooding. The official Xinhua news agency says that 5 vehicles that fell off the bridge have been recovered after the structure in the province crumbled at around 8:40 Friday night. It said rescue operations were still underway as of Saturday, with up to 30 people still missing. Meanwhile, around 30 people were missing and 40 homes were destroyed by storms and flooding in Sichuan province to the southwest. An outbreak of listeria has U.S. health officials advising people who are pregnant, elderly, or have compromised immune systems to avoid eating sliced deli meat. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.